I'm going to sit down. Hey, there's people over here.
Oh,
yeah. Gosh.
People everywhere.
Golly sakes. I was saying, I'm one of the ones that Jimmy talks about who gets really nervous, I'll tell you. So I thought everybody left, but there's a whole other side over here. So this is a sort of change in pace from what all the fun stuff that we've been hearing. I heard Irene McKinney read at the Sphinx a couple of years ago and really, really liked her poetry and bought her books, etc. And then I learned that she died recently. So this is a poem in memory of her. Mantra, in memory of poet Irene McKinney, PhD, April 20th, 1939 to February 4th, 2012. The Om sound I repeat when I say my daily mantra vibrates profoundly down my chest as deep as the hollers of West Virginia, the impoverished part of me, the Irene McKinney part, growing up dirt poor, an unimaginable life. That sound has slept on couches instead of beds, has had unfinished wood floors and tar paper roofs, not enough money for food, plenty of time for sex, because of the starving for touch, the starving for love, the need to be filled up for looking into the eyes of another person and feeling gratitude from him. Thank you.
Nice stuff, M.A. All right, George Hogan. Come on, George, where you at?
George, first time?
Oh, George is
going to read. I want to thank the attic people, correct?
Yeah.
Doing this is wonderful. I couldn't help myself when they turned on the microphone. It kind of draws me to it. My name is George Hogan. If you remember anything about me, remember me that I'm an artist. I am a Mr. and Mrs. George Hogan Jr. only son, George III. I have two older sisters. One, she calls me Gigi. My older sister calls me Gigi. So, you know, when I paint, I sign Gigi. You know, I feel more like a Gigi than anything else. So. Of course, you know, there was a time in my life that I wrote this poem. You know, it's like all the creativity in me was just shooting out all kinds of places, and all of a sudden I have a poem. And this is my only poem that I've ever wrote. I only have one. So if I come up here again, you know what you're going to hear. You know, I'm just working on it because the tail end still needs a little work. You know what I mean? That the end part needs a little work. So if I say it again, please let me, because I like hearing it. All right. Hello. Okay, here we go. Man, this is harder than I thought. You know, just okay, here we go. I'm moving forward. All right.
Now it causes noise when you're holding on the mic.
Okay, let me see. Maybe I'll sit down a little bit. Oh yeah, and sitting down might work. It helps with my nerves. There you go. Okay, here we go. It's a real short poem, right? And I was hoping it was about this. It was dispiriting and hope, you know? And like I said, I'm still working on it. Okay, here we go. Oh, what a terrible sound when trust falls to the ground. Words given to so freely to life becomes instruments of death when experiences of painful yesterday shatters trust. But the blind smashings of hearts are forgivable as shown by life's beautiful stained glass windows, warm remembrance of just one hug, brighten your pains forever. So that's it. Thank you. That's my one. You hear it again, and I'll get better. You know.
Thank you. Miss Lisa, where you at? Come on.
Rosie Rose.
All right,
Rosie,
let's
share.
Come on, that's good. All right. Ooh. Did I break this?
We're good.
All right. I need to fix it.
You did break it.
Oh. Do I have to pay for it?
We got to screw it.
I'll wait.
So many guys have to take it.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Oh, where's the microphone?
No, it's not. Okay, hold it. Can you hold it?
I'm fine. Give I just it went to the bathroom.
Okay.
Sing into the microphone now.
I can hold it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, karaoke. Okay, this poem doesn't have a title because I just wrote this. So, step quickly into my skirt, bring it up from the floor, snap, and look at it in the mirror. Tiny nose with 10 crisp little fingers spread wide out onto the window pane. I remember breathing around them. Zip, up the back, find my shoes I threw in a drunken corner, upright, I slide inside. Around again for that mirror, pausing at my legs, how age has whipped them, onward now. One last rummage through the morning faces, so long my rushing days.
Artie Solomon, where you at? Come on, Art. All right, buddy. Okay. Thanks, Rose.
Thank you, Jimmy. Teddy Chernoff, a friend of mine, says that Jimmy is the one person he's met in his life who would give you the shirt off his back, and I think we all can thank him so much for giving us all a voice here, and thank you, Jim. This poem is dedicated to all of us here. We're the survivors. I consider anybody who survived 2011 the survivors, and 2012, we'll write another one about that year, but this is 2011 prime time, no more. A zombified Dick Clark watches Lady Gaga and the mayor of the Big Apple drop the ball on another ordinary year. Coaches teaching little boys how to shower, coaches blocking for other coaches, buck passer ratings at an all-time high. Exhibitionists screaming to be heard in blogs or on Facebook. Ear-piercing music, body-piercing rings, nanosecond marriages, escapes from escapades. Presidential primaries, the greediest show on earth. Extreme climate change mimicking extreme human behavior. Drones over domes. Youth preoccupied with occupying. Men becoming women, women, men, corporations becoming people. Life goes on, the arts go on, but barely. Poetry goes on and on. Brother, can you spare a rhyme? 2011, a real tweetheart of a year. Thank you.